The Plante estate is in front of us. On the right, in a tenement house with a characteristic entrance resembling a barrel, lived Kazimierz Ołdakowski, one of the first directors of the factory. He made an extremely valuable contribution to the development of the city and the factory. After reading the information on the panel, follow the pavement on the left into the estate. Follow the path straight between the houses until you reach the end of the buildings and the street. The Plante estate was built between 1925 and 1930, at the same time the arms factory was built with its employees in mind. A total of 8 3- and 4-story buildings covered with high gabled roofs with 504 apartments were built. The standard of the apartments was very high, unprecedented in Radom. Residents of the estate employed in the factory formed a community that was better off than the rest of the city. For example, the general director earned 1,500 zloty a month and the department heads 1,000 zloty. An accountant received a salary of 650 zloty a month, and the salaries of full-time workers, depending on their position and qualifications, ranged from 120 to 260 zloty. At the same time, a loaf of bread cost 30 grosze and a kilo of meat 1 zloty 50. We should now be reaching the lowest building here, the two-story former bathhouse, which is at the end of the street on the left. We'll learn more about it in a moment. Behind the bathhouse, head to the pedestrian crossing that you should be able to see and cross the street. Then turn left and go to our next panel opposite the children's playground. On the way, listen to how the Plante housing estate was remembered by Anna Duda, a resident of Radom.
The housing estate of the State Arms Factory in Radom was built in the 1920s, and from the beginning it was extremely well planned, with communal and social areas. The buildings were gradually occupied by professionals. Young families of workers lived there. Other people in the city viewed them with a certain distance, envious of their steady and generally well-paid jobs and their beautiful apartments, which for those times were well-equipped with gas, toilets, pantries, cellars, balconies, and attics for drying laundry. Every 3 or 4 years, a team from the factory would come and paint the whole apartment.
We, meanwhile, should already be at the next panel, opposite the children's playground.